The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Adam Bolton, political commentator, former Sky News political editor. I'm looking at shots at the moment of Nigel Farage jabbing his finger at some of your former colleagues in Sky News. Is he rattled, or what's behind this decision to stand down and contest his deceit in a by-election?
Well, certainly his political opponents are saying he's rattled. As listeners may know, there have been a number of allegations about Nigel Farage receiving money, a £5 million gift from an offshore billionaire, and also assistance in kind from a aristocratic young gentleman known as George Cotterill. And the problem with that is that you're supposed to declare what you've received within a year of your becoming an MP. Nigel Farage did not do that. Indeed, no one knew about it until there were newspaper revelations. He is now subject to an investigation by the parliamentary authorities. On the face of it, it looks as if, although he says he didn't break any rules, it looks as if he did break rules. If he did break rules, he would probably face a suspension. That could lead through a petition process, a recall process, to a by-election anyway in his constituency. Now, what he's done instead is saying, let's have a by-election now. I'm popular in my parliamentary constituency. The establishment are against me. And effectively, if I win that, you know, you can get lost with all your charges. I mean, that really is a sort of Trumpian approach to things. So the possibility now, as you say, is that we're going to have a summer of Nigel Farage fighting in his constituency where he is popular. A lot of older working class voters live there who have given him their support in the past and attacking the establishment. What is a possibility is now that the main parties, the Liberal Democrats, the Labour Party and the Conservatives, are, and indeed we know that the rival Reform Britain Party, Restore Britain Party, they are simply going to say, well, we're not going to put up candidates, because basically they're arguing Nigel Farage is already an MP. If he gets back in an uncontested by-election, then he should face the verdict of the House of Parliament.
Okay.
And in that case, we might have to have another by-election, but at least it would be on the record, the sanctions of what he's been up to.
So you think that's a possibility? The other parties simply will not contest this by-election? I hadn't thought of that option, I have to say.
Yes, it is a possibility. We've already heard, as I say, from Rupert Lowe, the leader of the breakaway, from Reform, Restore Britain. He's not going to contest it. And indeed, in the last few minutes, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, Sir Ed Davey, has also appealed to the other parties not to put up candidates in this by-election. And that, to a certain extent, would shoot Nigel Farage's fox, because he then wouldn't get the level of coverage which he's clearly hoping to generate. Because I think until today's statement, this was clearly a fight back at a time when his own popularity and indeed the popularity of his party seemed, after a period of dominance, to be on the incline. And of course, there was that big blow to Reform UK when Andy Burnham won the Makerfield by-election so comprehensively in an area where they felt that they were very strong.
After those local elections not that long ago, it did seem likely, but certainly very possible, that Nigel Farage would be the next Prime Minister. What has gone wrong in the interim? I mean, is it simply about these revelations? Is it simply about a new Labour leader and a new Labour Prime Minister set to come in Andy Burnham stealing his thunder? What's gone wrong?
Well, certainly Reform UK has more of a fight on its hands with Andy Burnham. I mean, his big appeal to Labour MPs is that he's shown that he can beat Reform on what they regarded as their territory following those local elections. There's also been quite a lot of internal criticism that Nigel Farage, although he is very much the dominant leader of the party, has not organized it or got it properly on an election footing. It's been all about him. And of course, in the sidelines, there's been all this stuff about him becoming a very wealthy man, filling his pockets while being a politician, which certainly cuts against his claims that he is an outsider outside the establishment, a man. I mean, today he was saying, that the Labour Party have no experience of business and people seem to be saying that it's wrong to make money. Well, the problem is no one is saying it's wrong to make money. They're just saying that you should earn it rather than get it as a gift.
Just final question on Nigel Farage. The point you were making about what the Lib Dems were suggesting everyone should do is really interesting. Basically, not give him, take the air out of his tires, not contest it. Is it possible, though, that Andy Burnham's Labour might say, you know what, we might fancy a go at this. We might fancy taking him on and maybe beating him in that constituency.
I don't think there's any chance looking at the makeup of the constituency. It was previously a Conservative constituency. Labour are a long way behind.
Okay.
So I don't think they'd fight it. And I think they would quite like the idea of Farage fighting fringe candidates like Count Binface and even the Green Party.
Is Farage a beaten docket or is it too early to say that?
Oh, I think it's too early to say. I mean, you know, it was an impressive performance today. This is a big gamble. In some ways, it has similarities to the way Andy Burnham got back into the game by fighting a by-election. Mm. So certainly one has to give him credit for that. I think the problem is that he's trying to call all the shots and he doesn't necessarily have the power to be able to do that. He has also, as you were saying, antagonized the media, attacking the Times, the Sunday Times, Sky News. He's previously attacked the BBC. So I don't think in the media he's going to get quite the tolerant, adulatory treatment that he may have had in the past.
Just before we let you go, Adam, that news that Harry and six other celebrity claimants have lost their High Court privacy case against the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday. Was this expected? How significant is this ruling against Prince Harry?
Well, it's a very expensive ruling. He's got a bill running into tens of millions of pounds. Coming out of this case, of course, it wasn't just him. There were some other celebrities, including Elton John involved in this. It's actually one of a number of cases which Harry has fought and lost, all to do with press intrusion and the alleged illegal behavior of the press. And, you know, the reality is that in this privately brought prosecutor, this libel case, he's lost. And so the rights of the press to investigate have been established. Interesting on a day when Nigel Farage has been threatening the press as well for their investigative actions.
The judge's comments that Harry went beyond factual evidence into advancing arguments on the issues. Is that damaging for him or is that something that I suppose you could say most people do when they're in that situation?
I don't think that specific will necessarily count against him. But I have to say, there's quite a lot of gloating about Harry losing this case. He was advised repeatedly that he had a weak case and he's pressed on with it. So he has seemed somewhat arrogant, although at the same time, you know, there are not many people who rush to the defence of the Daily Mail.
Fair enough. Adam Bolton, a political commentator, former Sky News political editor. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.